This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Hotel workers in Los Angeles are spending their 4th of July on a picket line instead of pampering people on vacation. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Hotel employees, including bellhops, front desk attendants, and cooks, walked off the job in Los Angeles.
Everything is really expensive. A lot of us just leave check by check.
The contract between the union, representing thousands of hospitality employees and more than 60 hotels, lapsed this weekend, with workers demanding higher wages and better benefits.
Holiday air travel hit a record high this weekend, even as airlines struggled with delays and cancellations. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides from Miami.
4th of July celebrations are well underway this holiday weekend, following days of travel chaos across the country at our nation's airports. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on Face the Nation.
If you look at the overall picture, we've seen a lot of improvements, but we had a hard few days with severe weather at the beginning of the week, and that definitely put enormous pressure on the system.
Firefighters are making more progress against the Diamond Fire near Scottsdale, Arizona. KPHO-TV reporter Elena Kwan has this update.
Crews are gaining ground on this fire. They are able to say that there is no threat to any neighborhoods. According to the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management, they really do thank the weather conditions for helping them contain more of this fire. They report that the fire didn't move too much, so that helped them gain some extra ground. And officials say the fire crews that have been on the ground working around the clock have been working extremely hard, and they're very pleased with the progress so far.
Baltimore police are looking for at least two shooters who opened fire at a block party, killing two people. 28 others were hit by gunfire. This man lives nearby.
First, they was having a good time. After they got finished having a good time, somebody shot off a gun, shot at somebody, then somebody shot back, then everybody started shooting.
Fewer than 160 people were arrested in these overnight hours in connection to riots that have rocked cities across France following the killing of a teenager by a police officer. It comes as the teen's grandmother asked for an end to the rioting. Arlene Cobb from Paris.
Many of the rioters are teenagers. This young woman says that's because the driver killed in a police traffic stop on Tuesday was just 17. We should be safe with the police, said her friend, but we're scared of them.
Now to the nation's capital, where police are looking for the person who used explosive devices and a Molotov cocktail to hit a bank, a Nike shop, and a grocery store. It happened Sunday morning near the U.S. Supreme Court. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If I could be you.
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.